New aftershocks bring terror to China. Fuel and food shortages bite ministry in Haiti, and a radio ministry team gears up to train and plant new outreach. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. A powerful aftershock in China's decimated Sichuan province destroyed 71,000 homes, killed 2, and injured 1,000 more. Aid is pouring into the region. EFCA's Touch Global is part of the effort, says Jim Snyder. Indigenous partners have allowed them to be on the ground from the beginning. Snyder says the relief they're providing speaks volumes.
They're finding being involved in compassion-type ministries is something that's really opening the door for them to gain credibility, but more than that, to develop relationships with people that up until now they've never been able to have contact with prior.
Volunteer help is coming from the Chinese church, so money is the biggest need right now. Snyder says your support will have kingdom impact.
God has opened up some really big doors for us as far as ministry is concerned in areas that up until now have been really pretty much unevangelized. And what this is affording us is the opportunity to set the stage for long-term ministry in China.
Next, Haitian President René Préval has named a new prime minister, Robert Manuel. This comes amid a political crisis marked by soaring food prices and fuel shortages. For Haiti with Love's Eva DeHart says in 40 years of ministry there, she's never seen it this bad.
The city of Cap Haitien also runs on diesel, so when there's no diesel in the country, particularly in the north, then the city has no power, which puts you dependent on your own generators and inverters.
But that's taken its toll as well.
The additional strain on our own diesel and inverter system, we're looking to find 24 batteries for the inverter.
Their team needs the lights on to keep on meeting the physical and spiritual needs because
to keep the clinic and the food program functioning gives us the opportunity to share God's blessing every time we have a patient in front of us in the clinic, every time we're providing food for people that have no other way of getting it.
You're listening to Mission Network News. In Myanmar, the Association of Baptists for World Evangelism representatives are planning how best to help local churches help cyclone survivors. Closed roads are making it hard for them to reach churches in the Delta region, where relief work will have to keep a low profile. In the city, ABWE hopes to help local believers with home repair, medical care, and stockpiling food. Food prices are rising above the daily wages of many poor people. Pray that the gospel will spread through the relief work of local churches. Elsewhere, the Mission Society is helping North American churches put their desire to be mission-minded to action, says Dick McLean.
We will be glad to give them away to another agency that wants to do the same thing, and have done that in the last few months with a couple different mission organizations. So I think there's a growing awareness. I hope there's a growing awareness among mission agencies that we need to be in a much more dynamic, collaborative relationship with a local church.
When the Mission Society realized this, they created a weekend seminar to meet those needs. Later, they responded to the church's request for follow-up workshops and resources. This year, they'll hold 30 seminars in local churches. McLean says their resources aren't for sale. Instead,
often they've been eager to be more significant. They've just been undereducated and under-challenged and under-deployed by their own churches.
Go online to contact the Mission Society. And HCJB Global Hands is getting ready to help train believers in basic radio production. Their United Kingdom radio department, known as Whistling Frog Productions, is helping teach basic production for both pre-recorded and live programs with an emphasis on evangelism. Students will learn how radio can reach those outside the church through creative and relevant Christian radio programs. One course begins July 5th, the other starts September 17th. Go to our website for details. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is making available the free DVD, The Eastern Bride. It's a drama that'll awaken you to the fact that Christians face real-life persecution around the world. Get The Eastern Bride DVD from Open Doors by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.